Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 After. Thanks very much for staying with us. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. Very excited about having our good buddy Dave Andrew Anderson back on the show. Dave Anderson is the president of Dave Anderson Learning to Lead. He's been a small business owner himself. He's run larger organizations. He's a marketplace guy, just like you and me. He knows exactly. He knows intimately, deep into his marrow, the issues, the challenges you and I face every day in our small businesses. But he's set himself on a path of teaching. Teaching you and me through his books and through his speaking, and we're the beneficiaries of that decision that he made. His new book is called How to Run Your Business by the Book, and it's all over the place, doing well, and especially in the airports, right, Dave?
We're doing really well in the airports and the Hudson stores. We're glad that it's found a niche there.
Congratulations and welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back, Jim.
Dave, you've been, over the years, as you've run businesses, managed people, and had great success, but also I'm sure you've had a couple of bumps in the road along the way. You've learned a lot of things about how to be successful, and you've got some ideas that you've sort of crystallized into some nuggets, and I appreciate you joining us today to share some of those with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, because, you know, principles are so widely applicable to whatever we do or wherever we're doing it. You know, it's taking the principle and applying it to what we do that makes it work.
Right. Well, talk to us about some of those.
You know, one of the things, I speak about 100 times a year, Jim, and I've spoken in 14 different countries, and it's about the same everywhere I go. In any type of market, people tend to rely too much on conditions and not enough on their own decisions. And so one thing I've been talking a lot about lately are decisions that can create success in any type of market. The conditions can distract you, and I'm not saying that they're irrelevant, you know, economic conditions, market conditions,
right,
so forth. But if you're making the right decisions, it certainly makes those conditions less relevant.
Well, the reason we can all, I think, appreciate what you just said is we can all look at times when everybody had the same conditions,
yeah,
and some people made more out of it than others.
Oh, listen.
And it was all because of what you just said, the decisions that we make.
Exactly. I think it would help most small business people to even have a little sign up in their little meeting room or in their office. Just reminds people, it's the decision, stupid.
Right.
You know, it's not the conditions, it's the decision. Let's take a look. Are we deciding to do the right things? You know, just decisions, for instance, a simple decision, just getting clear about what you want. Now, it doesn't get more basic than that, but I really believe, Jim, a lot of people don't get what they want in life or in business because they don't know what they want. They don't get clear about it. They're far too general. They go off in too many directions. They don't know what to say yes to, what to say no to,
right,
because they've never really crystallized
people,
their vision.
They're like that drive me nuts. One thing about Jim Blasingame, Dave, you may not like me, but you know where I stand.
There's so much value in that.
You're not going to have a problem knowing. I mean, it's not like I'm in your face. It's just that if you ask me what I want, what I like, what I think, I'm going to tell you.
Well, there you go.
And you're not going to have to, there's not going to be any mealy-mouthy, wishy-washy stuff. And isn't that just a very efficient way? I mean, you don't have to do it in an abrupt way. You don't have to be rude. Just be efficient.
Well, yes.
Cut to the chase. Say it like it is.
That in itself would stop you from ever being elected to political office.
Well, that's exactly, thank God, right? No, I've had several people come to me and said, you know, we should run for office. I said, let me tell you something. I'm much too opinionated to run for office. I wouldn't last. I wouldn't make one cycle.
Well, you don't live in a gray area
like these
folks like to live in. But when you're in a gray area in business, it really costs you money. I see so many people who they say, I don't know what to decide. I don't know if I should do this or do that.
Yeah.
But here's a rule. The clearer the vision, the fewer the options, the easier the decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the clearer you get about what you want, then you have fewer options, which is a blessing, and the easier it is to make a decision. Or even, what are your values? I mean, you ask so many business people this, and you don't have to have an IBM to have values. I mean,
right.
The little mom and pop with one employee, what are your values? Values are the corporate DNA.
I'm so glad you said that, Dave, because this is something we talk about on the show, is showing small business owners that you have values in your company. You have values. Your company has values. Your corporate structure, your corporate culture has values. That's not the issue. The issue is whether you recognize it and are identifying it, and that you're leading with those.
Well, isn't that the truth? You know, we have a handful of employees, but we have five core values that mean an awful lot to us. And not only are they hanging on the wall, but we really try to live them. We reward them when we see people, you know, behaving in the right way. We confront them. Give you an example.
Hold on to that thought, Dave. I'm going to let you come back with those five values right after these messages. We got to take a quick break, folks. It's 20 till the hour. Dave Anderson is our guest. His new best-selling book, How to Run Your Business by the Book. It's outstanding. I've been telling you about it now for a long time. 20 till. By the way, you're going to want to buy two because you're going to want to give one away. 20 till. Stay with us.
You knew before.
Chicago bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to check out my blog. Also, the newsletter. We'll subscribe to that. If you will subscribe to that, we'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. I'm also on Twitter, and if you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Dave Anderson is our guest. He's the author of many books on that will help you improve your small business, including his new book, How to Run Your Business by the Book. Dave, tell us how we can find you and all your books.
My website is learntolead.com. Just spell it out like it sounds, learntolead.com. And all of our books and lots of free articles are there. And the books are in stores. And if you're passing through an airport, they're all over the Hudson stores. You can get on Amazon or barnesandnoble.com.
And if you're like me and you hate political correctness, Dave wrote an outstanding book, which we told you about a few years ago. If you don't make waves, you'll drown. So that's all about political correctness. So check that out too. Hey, Dave, we're talking about success stories. You were telling us that, you know, it's not the conditions you have, it's the decisions you make. And you were about to give us five points that I had to stop you because we went to the break.
You know, yeah, one of the decisions you have to make is to get clear about what you want. And I think every company of any size needs to know, what do you stand for values-wise?
Mm-hmm.
Values, when you have core values, it makes it easier to make decisions. Employees know what to do without having to check with you. We have five values. They're simple, but you have to have more than just values. You have to explain what they mean. For instance, integrity. A lot of people have that as a value. But what that means to us is simply this, Jim. We do what's right, not what's easy or cheap or popular or convenient. And we do so without excuse and regardless of the cost.
What's right and what you said you would do.
Exactly. And even when it gets expensive. And people know if you're in a situation where you have to do what's right or do what's easy, do what's right. Another of them is urgency. I think urgency is a great value. We want to make something happen now. Take care of the customer now. Take care of the people you work with now. Don't wait. Don't delay. You know,
mm-hmm.
Personal growth. One of our values. In other words, work as hard on yourself as you do on your job. But getting better here is not an option. We want people who are growing. Another is attention to detail. This is a great value. Pay attention to the little things. Become brilliant in the basics because there are no little things. And then we have teamwork, which simply means that the good of the team comes before the personal comfort level of any one individual. And the team comes first. Well, when we have these values, now we know how to act in certain situations. And I'll tell you right now, we're getting ready to have to fire somebody because they're violating three of the values. They're continually late. And that violates attention to detail, urgency, and integrity.
Yep.
All three. And so it makes it an easy decision.
Yep.
This is a competent person who can't make it to work on time. And we don't have to have
That's a case of where you have to educate them. You have to get them, explain to them that there are consequences. You know, the two great quotes that I love from the great, some of the great writers, the great thinkers, Shakespeare, Polonius said to Falstaff in Hamlet, "This above all to thine own self be true." You got to be true. You got to have integrity with yourself, and you've taught us that here too. And the other one was 2,500 years ago. Confucius said, "Be in reality what you appear to be."
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that great?
Yeah, I love those quick things that cut right to the heart. The sort of the Occam razor kind of things. Be in reality what you appear to be.
Oh, that's strong. You know, and I'll tell you what. this is a pretty good time of the year to start getting clear about what you want. In just a few weeks, we're going to be halfway through the year. You're looking at the second half. What is your vision? What are your values? What are your performance expectations? These are decisions. This has nothing to do with conditions. You start to decide on these things, and you're taking control of your destiny.
Right.
I think another good decision is to cut out the cancer. I mean, the negative people that just corrupt a culture.
Spirit vampires.
Oh, aren't they?
They just suck your spirit right out of you. I can't stand to be around those people. I won't be around them. I don't go around them. I stay away from them.
Well, you can't change them, Jim. They change you.
That's exactly right.
You can't change them.
You can't redeem them in the way that you can redeem somebody who just needs to have an attitude adjustment.
No, I told a guy the other day, well, I was on the phone with him yesterday, talk about political correctness, and we were talking about someone who was negative that was working for him and who was violating his values. I said, you have to get rid of those people. I said, those people are the skid marks and the undershorts of your culture. I said, they absolutely just corrupt things. I said, you can't put up with it because you can't change it. These are miserable people, Jim. They wake up in the morning, they smile once to get it over with for the day, and then they come to work, and they create distractions and break momentum, and so cut it out. There's great opportunities to upgrade your team in the marketplace.
Let those people go and apply their trade somewhere else.
You can do better.
Just go ahead and do it. And the thing is it's really hard for small business owners to get rid of people. They don't like it. It's a distasteful thing to do. But when it's done, you know, it's almost always for the best. And so just make it happen. I agree with you about that one.
When it's done, it's like, why did I wait so long?
Yeah, and you'd be amazed. I've seen it happen when the company got rid of somebody who was a spirit vampire, and it was like a weight was lifted off of everyone's shoulders, like a cloud raised up off of everyone.
Absolutely, absolutely. And here's another decision. Make the right character choices. You know, character, it's a choice. And, you know, one of the biggest things I see leaders fall into is they don't keep their commitments. They don't keep them to customers, to vendors. They don't keep them to one another. They'll keep them, Jim, up until it gets too uncomfortable or too expensive. And then they don't keep their commitment any longer.
And here's where it gets really ugly when an owner or a manager sort of demonstrates the company line or their line to a customer and then turns around in front of the employees and does the opposite.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
Now you want to talk about a quick way to get people to stop following you is to behave that way.
Well, that you know what? They may still be there physically, but they have totally checked out mentally and emotionally. There's lots of ways for people to quit a job.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be better off if they leave physically because, you know, otherwise they're still collecting a paycheck, but they're not mentally.
And if you are the business owner and you have managers, if you see your managers, if you have any inkling your managers are doing that, and they very well may be, you got to take action immediately. Dave Anderson is our guest. We're going to be right back with more of his success ideas, decisions that you need to make, you can make, regardless of the conditions. Tintel, stay with us. Richie Valens, ladies and gentlemen. His mother named him Ricardo Valenzuela. But on the record, it says Richie Valens. That's a great one of the great classics. Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Dave Anderson is our guest. We're talking about 6 decisions that you make that lead to success. Dave, one of my mentors, by the way, folks, Dave is the author of How to Run Your Business by the Book. It's available wherever books are sold. Dave, one of my mentors told me once, make lots of decisions. Make them often. Make as many as you can and make them often. And his point was, by doing that, you'll learn how to make decisions. You won't be afraid of decisions. But more importantly, when you make a mistake with one of those decisions, because you made them a lot of them and often, the mistakes you make will be smaller.
Oh, you know, that's just great.
But you talked earlier about advice. People who wouldn't make a decision. Well, the longer you wait to make a decision, if whatever decision you make is the wrong one, the more likelihood you have of that bad decision taking you down.
Well, there you go. You know, one of Southwest Airlines' values is the worst decision is to make no decision.
Right.
Because you're better to try something, make a mistake, shoot yourself in the foot than you are to sit still, do nothing, and have a competitor shoot you through the head.
Regardless of what decision you make, whether it's the right one or the wrong one, you will learn something.
You absolutely will. And it's about decisions, and good decisions minimize the damage that conditions do. You know, poor decisions exacerbate the damage that conditions
right.
do. Focus on decisions. If you're focused on decisions, you're looking in the mirror. If you're focused mm-hmm. on conditions, you're looking out the window, and you lose all of your personal power. You
right.
have no power when you focus on things you can't do anything
mm-hmm.
about. You know, another, we talked about getting clear, cutting out cancer, making the right character choices. Another good decision is the decision to grow personally. You know, growth is not automatic, Jim. And just because you show doesn't mean you grow. Doesn't matter how many years of experience you have, you still have to work hard on yourself. And some business owners have made an unconscious decision to stop growing. They're not reading books. They're not going to seminars. They're not upgrading their skills. Growth is a choice, and you can't let the marketplace outgrow you.
Well, and that there's never, and you and I have been around a long time, Dave. You're almost as old as I am. And I'm telling you, I think you'd agree with me. In the 21st century, what you just said, you might could have gotten away with this, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago.
Right.
But today, you can't get away with it because the marketplace is moving so fast.
Well, it does, and it makes intellectual capital depreciate at a faster level than
yep.
ever before. It's very depreciable right now. Another good decision, hold people accountable. You know, but you can't do this one until you do the first decision. You can't hold them accountable until first you get clear about what you want, you know, because
mm-hmm.
the question is accountable for what? You
right.
know, you can't afford to let entitlement come in and start to sap the life out of your culture right now. And without accountability, people become entitled. As you said earlier, there's got to be an or else. There's got to be a consequence for not getting certain
right.
things done.
Right.
And I really think, you know, that one of the most basic decisions is we've got to take care of the customer. I think a lot of business leaders don't understand what their brand is. Their brand is not just a trademark. Their brand is the experience the customer has with their organization.
Say that. Say that again.
Your brand is created by customer experiences. Whatever experience a customer
has. It's not about the product. It's not about the price. It's not even about the service in terms of being a differentiator.
No. It's not a slogan. It's not a trademark. People think that's my brand. No, a brand is based on customer experiences and what they think of what comes to their mind when they think about you. You may declare your brand. They define their brand in their mind based on experiences with you, the way you answer the phone, the way your shop looks.
I like what you just said. I want to say that again. Your business identifies your brand,
right.
but your customers define your
brand. That's right. You can declare it. They define it. Based
Folks,
on
this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Dave.
No, you're right. Well, a lot of people have no idea what their brand is, and that every day they are either building it or diminishing it based on the way that they interact with customers,
mm-hmm.
the experiences they create. And so brand management is every employee's job. Even the most lowly position, you're affecting the customer experience with your company. And brand management is a decision. And don't blame the conditions if you
mm-hmm.
have a bad image in people's minds. You've created that.
Well, that's exactly right. And I'll tell you, the last thing you just said is so important for right now because more and more every day, having a product to sell is having a commodity to sell.
Right.
Everybody's, you know, you got to assume everybody else has good service. You have to assume you're not going to have the lowest price. So how do you make people buy from you today and come back tomorrow? It's what you said. It's that experience.
It is a customer experience.
Yeah.
And even employees who are far yeah. removed from the customer still impact employees who are close to the customer. So every position matters.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave, give us that website one more time, please.
It's learntolead.com.
And
spell it out like it sounds, learntolead.com.
And he does, folks. He does that himself. Hey, Dave, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, pleasure. Thank you
See
for
you next
having
time.
Me back.
Quick break. No, actually, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.